welcome back to it. Good to have you here on a Friday in the no panic zone. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. The latest article on Joe Biden's running mate, who I think he should choose. If he a legitimate column. I mean, it's not tongue in cheek. I think I know who he should choose if he wants to shake up the race. But right now, I think the chance of Joe Biden winning in November is slim at best, despite the polling. I mean, you can look around. You talk to people. You see people that are not saying anything. The silent majority continues to grow. They confide in me. Steve, here's what I'm going to do. Okay, good. My next guest, he confides in me, too. Hogan Gidley, National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. He confides in me that, Steve, you know, if college football doesn't go this year, I think it hurts Democrats worse. Hogan, how are you?
I'm doing really well. The thought of not having college football
hurts.
It hurts. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But it looks like teams are taking really a lot of good precautions, so hopefully it works out.
I hope so, too. Yeah, I don't know, you're an Ole Miss guy, and we've talked about football before here. But in all honesty, I think if places like the Big House and Spartan Stadium sit empty and the Big Ten schools don't play college football and these things, I honestly think it does hurt Democrats more than Republicans. We'll see how that plays out, no pun intended, but we'll keep an eye on it. Let's talk a little bit about...
Well, an SEC fan would say probably the Big Ten doesn't play football anyway, but that's another... No, I'm kidding.
No, it is what you say.
They're great programs, and I think you're right about the political analysis, too.
Well, look at it this way. If they don't play, then the SEC doesn't win the championship this year. See, that's what the Big Ten would say. So there you have it.
There you go.
A lot of things going on. A big rally tomorrow in New Hampshire for the president. It's going to be an outside rally. Of course, he was denigrated for having a rally in Tulsa here a couple of weeks ago. But listen, we've got to get out there. We've got to be amongst each other again. We can't hide in our basements forever, can we?
No, we can't. The president's talked about reopening in a safe manner. This country's just not set up to shut down the way it had to because of this virus. The president's leadership, while questioned by hypocrites on the left, saved millions of lives. There's no question about that. When you saw some of the modeling when this thing first arrived from China, looking at 2.5 million people dead in this country, and the president took action, swift, bold, aggressive, to make sure we didn't have flights coming in from Europe, flights coming in from China. And, it prevented the spread. And now we learned, that the WHO is now saying that China never even admitted there was a virus in the first place. So there's a lot of problems going on globally with the way this virus came to our shores. The president's addressed that, continues to address it by pulling funding from organizations like the WHO that, just weren't forthcoming, didn't help the United States, sure didn't help the world, didn't share information. But on the backside of that, because of the president's actions, it's put us in a place to really begin to figure out how we open this thing back up again. A lot of states have taken measures. New Hampshire's done a great job there, I think, in phase three as well. So we're going to go up there, have a good rally, let the president get out and talk about all the record-setting accomplishments in record-setting time for the economy, for jobs.
Sure.
And that is absolutely in Michigan and New Hampshire.
Well, you look at the unemployment rate's 11%. The so-called experts said it would be 20%, and then jobs came in, and then more jobs came in, and it dropped at 14.7, I think, is where it peaked out. It's down to 11.1%. A V-shaped recovery is in the offering here if these states don't continue to lock down. And there's the challenge. Of course, the headlines continue to be the surging cases. But what they fail to tell you is the number of hospitalizations in most places continues to decline. The fatality rate continues to decline all over the country. Florida's testing upwards of 80,000 people a day. And they still have plenty of capacity. I know, because you can get online and check Florida and Texas, all these things. So what is the concern, the immediate concern about COVID for the White House?
Well, obviously, I hadn't been there now and for a couple of weeks, having moved over to the campaign. But I can just tell you, one of the things that we're fighting from our side of it is what you just mentioned, and that's the headwinds of the mainstream media that have proven to put out 93% of its coverage negatively against this president, regardless of what he's been able to do. Coronavirus is no different. Listen, this is going to come down to a few things, in my opinion. Coronavirus is one of those things, but also a fight over the culture and a fight over the economy. And right now, Joe Biden, is kowtowing to that radical left-wing base. He's kowtowing to the radical left-wing members of his party. And while he may be the face of the party, it's the Ilhan Omars, the Rashida Tlaibs, the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders. They're the heart of the party.
Right.
So they're the ones that are causing that thing to beat along the way it is. And their radical agenda has been so...
I don't believe America.
People know it.
Yeah. Hogan Gidley with us from the Trump campaign. I don't believe America votes for discontinuing police departments, dismembering police departments. I don't believe that happens. I don't believe Americans vote for the anarchists to back up pickup trucks to statues and yank them down because they're offended by something. I don't believe America votes for that lawlessness. I don't believe America votes for that nonsense. And that's why I truly believe, and people that I talk to in the silent majority, is getting larger. People don't say anything. They're not going to put a bumper sticker on their car because they're afraid one of these, little uneducated, historically inarticulate individuals is going to, set their car on fire or something, right? Because that kind of nonsense goes on.
Yeah.
But come November 3rd, they will vote.
Safe, your family won't be safe.
Right.
And Joe Biden is waging a war on the American way of life. There's no question about that. And you don't have to guess what would happen, what our economy would look like under Joe Biden. You saw it for 8 years. You don't have to guess what our cities and streets would look like under Joe Biden. You saw it when he said nothing, when people were rioting and looting in the streets, breaking apart people's stores, stealing merchandise, burning churches,
right?
Dragging innocent Americans into the streets and beating them within an inch of their lives. That's the America Joe Biden is pushing for, because if America wins, then Joe Biden loses.
Yeah, nobody's going to vote
Biden
for that.
If Joe Biden wins, then America loses.
Yeah, nobody's going to vote for that. Hogan Gidley, I got to leave it right there. Enjoy your time in New Hampshire. I won't see you there, but I will see you soon, and I appreciate you coming by. And congratulations on the new position.
Thank you so much. We're excited. Talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Hogan Gidley, everybody, from the Trump campaign, on his way to New Hampshire for the rally tomorrow there. You'll see him all across the country in the weeks to come. Quick break here on the Steve Gerber Show. We're celebrating summer at the Wyckoff Wellness Center by saving you money on Dr. Wyckoff's most recommended nutritional supplements. During the entire month of July at Wyckoff Wellness Center, we'll take 20% off all the supplements we sell during our July Super Supplement Sale. These supplements meet Dr. Wyckoff's exacting demands. You can buy them at Wyckoff Wellness Center in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com, and you can order from anywhere. Celebrate summer with the July Super Supplement Sale at Wyckoff Wellness Center, wyckoffwellness.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.